Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a highly educated, highly informed, globally traveled, internationally, probably galactically recognized expert in the area of corporate sustainability. He's written all the books on the topic. Doing More with Less is one of them. Let's see, what else we got here? Doing More with Teams. Missing Persons is a great book on a very personal level. Also, New World Companies. That's the new one. He's our good friend, Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, you've become the world's greatest planning wizard yourself. Good to be back, man.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for being here. So, Bruce, my audience knows about the Kyoto Accords because I covered it with them back in 98, 99, and I've kept them posted on how that has rolled out. You know, we can now write a history book, can now be written on the Kyoto Accords, which was an attempt by the global countries to get together and to come up with some kind of environmental approach to the planet. Well, now we have the Paris Accords, right?
Right.
And is it reasonable to say that we went from Kyoto to Paris?
Well, here's a cool thing to think about. We passed through the moment of preparation, the moment of relevance, as you talk about it, in shifting from a really draconian initial project in Kyoto to one that's based on social momentum. So the difference in the Paris Accord is, even though it is a more ambitious climate objective, it was timed to when money is already behind it. So the first discovery of my book, New World Companies, Jim, is about the kind of approach that people are noticing that has actually happened. So I've always written about how Toyota sold 8 million high-efficiency hybrid cars. Well, the new prediction that's behind the Paris Accord is that there'll be 25 million hybrids, more than three times as much, sold annually starting this year for the next 20 years. We always predicted that there'd be more efficient light bulbs, but in a kind of progressive way. Well, Jim, now with the Paris Accord, they're predicting that 6 out of 10 light bulbs will be LEDs, according to analysts and Goldman Sachs, by 2020, which is just a mere 4 years from now. And they also predict, you know, that there'll be billions and billions of dollars to be made on this heightened efficiency. The current number of a low-carbon economy by 2020 is $600 billion. So it is a more ambitious climate objective, but it has more roles for small business because it's taking a different approach. It's based on the same kind of thinking that John Locke had when he created his second treatise on government. The whole idea of private property is key, and that, you know, if you own stuff, you're going to want to protect stuff from sea level rise. You're going to want to protect
Can I stick something in here? Let me say one thing here. I don't know anybody at any level of whatever their role is in life. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to protect the planet. The most ardent, mindless capitalists in the world want to protect the planet because that's where we live, right? The third rock from the sun. We got to protect it. We're not going to get out of this thing alive. But what annoys me is when corporate America, Main Street small businesses, all of us out here in the marketplace have done our share through innovation, through purchasing better products, through complying with certain regulations, where the marketplace has been a partner in whatever emissions reductions has happened in the West now. I'm talking about in the West. And yet when we talk, when politicians talk about what we have to do, they never ever throw a bone to the marketplace. It's always, you're not doing enough, you need to do more. This is what we're going to make you do. Where they look down their nose at us. Why can't you get Bruce? Why can't we get these people to recognize that you get more bees with honey?
Let me try and describe it to you, Jim. But I think you're totally right.
Hold on to that thought, because I got to take a quick break. I want you to answer that question on the other side of these messages. I need your website first, though.
www.ahcgroup.com. AmericanPassiveControlGroup.com.
AhcGroup.com. Check it out, folks. In the book, New World Companies, I promise you, you'll thank me later when you get this one. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.